It's continuing in Otz Gimel. So last time we spoke about getting into Otz Gimel about Rabbeinu said there's Shnei Mina Yamim. There's two types of days. There's Yimei Tov and Yimei Ra. Just like Shlomo HaMelech says, that on a good day, Hey Yebitov, you should be good. You should enjoy it. You should... V'yomra re'eh. And the eats on a Yom Ra is to be mistakel, like Rabbeinu says, to be mistakel Sham Hetev Hetev, because like Rabbeinu went on by Richas and Oz Beis, he bought all the Lashonos that someone is, you know, someone who's a little bit Osik in the Svarm is familiar with, a Mimalikal Almen and Sovikal Almen, these Lashonos that we see over and over again, and, you know, Sifrei Talmidei Baal Shem Tov. And Rabbeinu, like we spoke about a few weeks ago, like brought it down, like very much the Maisa. Like they're not just the shonos of, you know, that we see and we're, you know, we have a slavas for a little bit, but they're the shonos that when we believe in them, the end result of that is like Rabbeinu took it all the way down to the bottom level of like he started with these lofty lashonos, then he said, because of this, even if you're osik b'masu matan ba'akum, tamid, Rabbeinu said, he said, Tamid, 24/7. You're osik, something that most people don't even do. So like this is an audience Rabbeinu wasn't even talking to, but he was, I think, stressing this point of that even if that's your life, even if your life is dealing with Gayim all day, you can't have the excuse, you know, the krechs and say I can't serve Hashem because it's so gashmi. My life is so gashmi. I'm so gashmi. I have so many taivas and meshichas and just pulled towards dvarim raim. And I have, you know, midos raos and maoros raos. And just, you know, my life is just so gashmi. So I can't serve Hashem. Rabbeinu says it's not possible because the person has to know melocha l'aretz kavod. Hashem's kavod fills that space. Therefore, your avoda is. You have avodas Hashem. You can't say I can't serve Hashem. Maybe the avod is different than what you think it is. Maybe you think it is sitting in a base medrash benachas and b'menucha and davening along tefillah. Maybe that's the problem. But Rabbeinu says you have to know that Hashem is melochars kavod, and therefore, if you see life through my perspective, if you see the Torah as b'chol nesiva sa shalom, connect yourself to tzaddikim, then it's. You flip that switch and you say, no, I could, and yachol lavodas Hashem. You don't have these excuses like Rabbeinu said, lo yachol hisnatzo. You come up with these excuses and these complaints that I can't serve Hashem. Because Rabbeinu said that, because without Elokus, there's nothing, there's no, there would be no life force for the place that you're in. Ba'ata mechayas kulam. So after, and then Rabbeinu bought the maimer from the Yushalmi of that, hechan alokecha bekach gadol shabarumi, that your God, where's God? In Stafka and Krach Gadol Shabarumi, and in that part of the Torah, Rabbeinu Stafka talking about the mitzvah of tshuva, that the mitzvah of tshuva is ki karov elecha davar ma'od, it's ki lo rechoka himecha, it's just Brahm is in your makom, it's rabu halavushim. So after that whole long arichos and talking, and then the end of all of that was that supposed to bring us the place of to love ourselves with Hashem, b'havi yaseira, to come to lehov es atzmo Hashem Yisbarach, not to love, so to speak, what we do, or you know, the, you know, our externalities, and you know, but to come to love ourselves with Hashem, the way Hashem made us, kipshuta mamish, the way Hashem made us, our midos, our ma'orosav, the way our etzem, because just like we say, kuchu b'richa v'yisochad, like we were saying last week, that we're one with Hashem, so we have to come. This brings us to the point. The more we believe this, the more we have this. Belief of the words of Rabbeinu that Molochar's Kavodo and Lisa Asr Panumine and Hashem's Mimali Kol Omen, that means Hashem's Mimali my world. It's not just a mushad idea. He's Mimali Kol my world. He's Mimali my Osek, whatever that Bechina for us is of being Osek B'masa Matan Ba'akum is, however that plays out for me, Hashem is Mimali that place. And the more we do that, that's what Rabbeinu is saying, is that's the more we get into that and believe that and talk that out with Hashem, and that we get closer and closer to Hashem. We get to know Hashem with a new Havan Yisera. Hashem becomes bigger than what we thought he was. That it's not just bigger doesn't mean he's more mushat and further away from us, but we understand with Havan Yisera a new understanding of Hashem, not a new yediyah in a masechta or you know, a sif in Shulchan Aruch. That's also good, but this Havan Yisera, to know that, wow, you know, Hashem is Hashem loves me, and Hashem loves me just the way I am, even more. This Havani Yaseir of Hashem Yisrael, to get to know Hashem more and more, and then we peel away, and we peel away at those levushim and those tzimtzumim that kind of block us away from that. Then we're able to love ourselves with Hashem. So after that long Adama, Rabbeinu went into now, okay, Lamaisa. So now that we have that background, that we know Meloch Haaretz Kavodo, and with Tamen I'm able to serve Hashem through these two Eitzos, like just keeping that framework in mind, the Eitzos of Chol Nesiv Aseh Shalom, of the Torah and Tzadikim, then we're able to get into the goof of the Torah in Os Gimel and Dalet, etc. Rabbeinu says now there's two types of days. There's Yimei Tov and Yimei Ra. There's days where you know, where days where go smoother, and you know, and life appears easier, and it's easier to serve Hashem, and you know, whether at work, at home, or wherever it be, in our Avodas Hashem, and Gashmias and Ruchnias. But Yom Tov, Shalom Aruch says Hayei Betov, to enjoy that, because you know, we also could have a Yimei Tov and also not enjoy it. We also could want more, or Riboy Or, or it's not good enough for us. But then what Rabbeinu really goes into here is the second part of the pasuk of Yom Ra'e, and on a bad day to see. And Rabbeinu says on those days a person has to look there very, very well. To be mistakel shem hetiv hetiv, because if you do, based on what Rabbeinu is saying, I prove to you in Os Aleph and really in Os Beis, there's Torah there. There's Midos there. Hashem's Meloch Haaretz Kavodo. And what does it mean Hashem's Kavod fills the entire world? Hashem's Kavod is the Torah. That Hashem took, like Rabbeinu bought the Medrash and the Zohar Kaddish, that it says Hashem used the Torah as a tool. It was a al tikrei amun ela uman, that the Torah was the tool of Hashem to create the world. That means the usios of Torah are mechay every single thing. So to understand a little more what this Yom Ra'e is, just I get another just havana. So I saw in the Kutei Halachos, Rav Nassan has a few Torahs on, a few halachos on this Torah. So one's in Hilchos Chanukah. So just pick up here and there where Rav Nassan's explaining the Torah a little bit. You could get clues of like, what does Rabbeinu mean? What is this Yom Ra'e? So I saw in the halacha in Hilchos Chanukah, Rav Nassan points the pasuk. He points the pasuk which talks about this with Yom Ra. So it says in Mishle, Rav Nassan says that Yom Ra is the bechina of this pasuk. So obviously, has relevance to understand this part of the Torah. So Rav Nassan says that Yom Ra is this bechina of. It says in Mishle, another sefer authored by Shlomo, it says Kol Yimei Ani Ram, all the days of an Ani are bad. The Tov Lev Mishta Tamed. And someone who's Tov Lev is Mishta Tamed. He's someone who has a good heart. He's constantly experiencing Mishta, which is, you know, very much connected to now Adar Aleph, which is the pasuk that the Rama brings at the end of and the Or HaChaim to prove that there's a mitzvah to have a suda on Purim Kata. He says the Tov Lev Mishta Tamed. So just a davar beita. So the first part of the pasuk, it says Kol Yimei Ani Uraim, all the days of an Ani, someone who's poor, are bad. So both Rashi and Matsudas Davar, they both explain this idea that what does it mean Kol Yimei Ani Uraim? So Rashi and then other Chazal they quote a Gemara, and they says, what about Shabbos and Yantif? What about, you know, what about Shabbos? Meaning people have good days, even a poor person, you know, he's gonna have yantif, someone will invite him for a suda, someone's gonna, you know, Shabbos here, like a good day there, see, something will go, you know, all the days of it of a poor person are bad, are run, because b'chora, those are yimei tov, you know, even for an ani, even for someone who, you know, low lane, who can't afford a suda Shabbos, but, you know, every single Shabbos and yantif is bad. So the way they explain it is that it's someone who's ani, like the Gemara says, is ein ani ela bedas. That anias doesn't just mean, you know, in the teachings of the Baal Shem Tov and his students, doesn't just mean someone who doesn't have money. Obviously, that's one level of being an ani kipshuta, but it means ein ani ela bedas. That someone who's an ani is lacking das. And the way they explain that, these mefarshim, is that he's not sameach bechelka. that they say that that it says that ki matzi lo de machsaro ki skane ba shire ha'am v'ra ene bishalahem, that this, that kol yimei ani ra'am, that even if when this ani experiences good days, he has this, he has this ra'ayin. He's always, because why? He's because he's miskane of people who appear to him to be ashirim, people who appear to him either rich kipshuto, or they, he feels like they have a better avoda than him. And because of that is kol yimei ani ra'am. So what I think, you know, what Rav Nassim is pointing us to is that Uviyom Ra, because Rabbeinu explains here that there's no such thing as a bad day. Why? Because Torah is, because even on this bad day, there's it's not possible. Meaning there's no really real reality of a bad day. It appears to us as a bad day. So Shlomo Melech says to see. Because what's to see? To open your eyes and to see that this Yom Ra'ah, this Gehenim, like some of the Farshim say of that, this Yom Ra'ah is just, you're doing it to yourself. You're, because you're miskane of this, we have this picture and this dimyon of what it should be like, of meaning every day is good from Hashem. Shivisi Hashem le'nagdi samed, that kol ma'ad da'avid rachman atav avid. It's all good. But Rabbeinu is saying the shorish of that, why do we experience Yom Ra? The reason we experience Yom Ra is because we're not sameach with our avoda. We're not sameach with the place that Hashem puts us in. So if sometimes we have a Yom Tov and things are outlandishly good, okay, so fine, we feel good about that. But be'etzem, that's why Rabbeinu finishes off the previous oath of v'yachol lehov es atzmo im Hashem yisbarach. The goal is to come to love ourselves with Hashem, because ourselves are going to experience good days and bad days. But when we get to that point where we love ourselves with Hashem, then the externalities of whether it's a good day or a bad day doesn't take me away from the fact that I love myself with Hashem. Of course, it's going to be a different service of Hashem, and it might be more hassle, and there might be more bilbulim here, and I might, you know, might not look as good. But when a person is the tov lev mishta tamid, like Rashi says, it says kol shenos of domus lo yimei mishta, that all the years of this person's life, as someone who's tov lev, he's the opposite of this ani, this ani bedas, who's constantly just being miskane of other people. As it says, lamdecha she adam sameach bechalko. A person, this pasuk is coming to teach us that a person to be sameach bechalko. So just to understand this, lemaisa of what Shlomo Melech is saying, biyom ra re'ei, where Rav Nassim is pointing us to this pasuk, and he's saying biyom ra re'ei, just see that the reason you're experiencing this yom ra, the reason you feel distant from Hashem, the reason you feel like this gehenim in your life, the reason you feel that you're not besimcha and I can't serve Hashem here, is because you're creating this dimyon for yourself and this seer for yourself because you saw something by someone else. Or you have this picture of how you want to look, or I have this picture of where you want to be, and I want to be on this darga, and I want to serve Hashem like this, and I want to serve Hashem in this place, or I want it to be like this. Yom ra re'ei, see that, no, that's such a gehenim. Be sameach bechalkov, tov lev mishta tamid, that a person has the ability to be mishta, to be in state of mishta tamid, that whether it's that shivisi Hashem lenegdi summon, like, you know, like the beginning of Shulchan Aruch ends, Aruchayim starts with shivisi Hashem lenegdi summon, and ends with tov lev mishta tamid, that you have these two tamids of shivisi, when we live with shivisi Hashem lenegdi summon, that we believe that it's hakol shaveh. That, why is it a kol shaveh? Because I love myself with Hashem, so it doesn't matter. It's not just this Kabbalistic saying of Shivisiyam, and we have to picture before us, but more we lehov es atzmo im Hashem yisparach, we love ourselves with Hashem, then on this Yom Ra'ah, Re'ei, just to see that, why did I get thrown off by this? It's because I'm miskanei be'achirim, I'm not, and it doesn't have to be dafka, I'm jealous of someone else, I'm just not happy with the way Hashem's being, because if we were happy with the way Hashem's being managing our lives, and we believed in, you know, in everything that we did, which is what Rabbeinu is trying to get us to, of that there shouldn't be a chiluk in our midos and our ma'orosav. Rabbeinu is saying that's a possibility, that there's no difference of the these midos that I have, and there's no difference in these ma'orosav that I have, of these different times, of Eis Ra and Eis Tov. The more we believe in that there's bevadai Hashem is here, whether it's and the reason we get thrown off of that, like the pasuk saying, is whether it's either because of jealousy kipshut of someone else, or just not being happy with the place that Hashem is putting me in, this, and we're creating that yom ra for ourselves. So Rabbeinu is telling us the Eitz is Re'eh, to see, just to see Bevade that there's Torah here, meaning Bevade that you have it all wrong. There's Osios HaTorah here for you. That even in Midora Klipos, Bimeira, Midos Bros, Lashonis HaAkum, wherever you are, Gam Sham Yicholim Limso Osios HaTorah. Even this, why? Because you have Osios that are Shaykh to your Neshama, meaning you're picturing it that you have a certain Tziur, a certain way that you want it to be. But Hashem is sending you on a different shlichus here today. So the day looks like you may arrive according to that picture that we want it to be. but Rabbeinu is saying, if we see through the eyes of tzaddikim, then bevadai there's osios haTorah that's just scattered here, and there's meaning there's that could come to a place where I love myself with Hashem here. I love the way that my life looks like today, even though you know. Clape other people looks like, you know, you look like a schlepper, and you know, you're barely serving Hashem like the according to the metrics of like what's considered avodas Hashem in the world of your dafe gemara and your kavan and shachris and or whatever that is. But the more we're yachol v'yachol lehov es atzmo im Hashem yisbarach b'havi yaseira, we're able to know Hashem with havani yaseira, we're able to turn this yemei ra, and we're able to peel away these levushim, and all of a sudden what happens, like Rabbeinu says, like we said last week, is that what happens is when someone's able, and the way Rabbeinu coins that is to be kofes yitzohara, meaning the yitzohara amalek, the klipas are just getting us away from that. They're just implanting negativity and ra, and saying just see your life and see this day in a negative way. Shlomo Melech saying no, see it how it is, see it in the light of tzaddikim. And when we do that, and we're kofes yitzohara, and like Rabbeinu is going to explain in the Hemshech, that's only with connection to tzaddikim, because only really tzaddikim attain this level of really being kofes yitzhara. But when we connect ourselves to tzaddikim, when we see life through, that prism of the way the tzaddikim, the way Rabbeinu wants us to see the world, what happens? Azar ha-ra nizbaba lagamre negad ha-yimei tov shebehem. The ra, all that ra, and that negativity, that kol yimei ani ra'im, that chisarn of das, all of a sudden gets all nizbalbal. It doesn't. It so to speak doesn't know what to do with itself. That the yitzhara doesn't. It's such a chiddush that a person's able to experience this day that's a yemei ra, and he's able to be kofes yitzhara. He's able to bind himself to tzaddikim and see everything in a different light. And what happens as I osios haTorah boltos v'nisram umi'irim. So those osios haTorah that were there already, because Rabbeinu says they're bevade there. All of a sudden, they begin to three things. They boltos. They start to appear. V'nisram. The first boltos, they like pop out a little bit. V'nisram, and you could see them. Umi'irim, and the final thing is umi'irim biyoser. All of a sudden, it's taking us back to the beginning of the Torah, which is va'ata mechayas kulam, like Rabbeinu says there. Now these osios haTorah are meir biyoser. It's meir, meaning I left the world of kol yemei ani ra'im. I left the place of kina and jealousy and not being besimcha. And now I'm in the end of the pasuk of the tov lev mishtatamid. I got back my heart a little bit. I have a tov lev. My heart feels good. I'm besimcha. I'm happy with where I am. I love myself. I love not necessarily doesn't have to be how much I do or X, Y, and Z that I accomplish today, but I love myself with Hashem. I have this this kesher with Hashem, beino levein kono, which we obviously cultivate in the spodidus, talking with Hashem and realizing this more and more. Then these osios haTorah boltos nisram imir miyoser. So Rabbeinu says originally they weren't meir so much because that's the way Hashem set up the world, that Hashem weren't kiblu or mala. For the reason of that, the yemei ra shouldn't be Hashem didn't want the klipos to receive too much light. Fine, so that's where we are. So nimsa zesha kofes yitzro. So now it comes out that someone who's kofes yitzar, haynu shekofa es yemei ra kishu medaber im akum. When he speaks with Akum, or Shirami Dosim, so taking us back to the beginning of Os Beis, your Ozeg Masa Matam Ba'akum, when you speak with them, when you see their Midos, and you're in it, you're in Gashmias Olam Hazeh, you're 2 feet on the ground, you're here in this world. When a person's in that place, as I take of Harash Shochin Alatov, Haynu Osios haTorah, so now that the Ra that negativity and that pull of Hashem's not here, I can't serve Hashem here, immediately falls away. V'nisbato v'nofel. The more we're able to be kofes yitzro, we're more able to see the world in tov lev mishta tamen instead of kol yimei anu ra'im, then osios hator bolten. And all of a sudden I begin to see that, no, there's osios hator here. That, and lav dafka, like we were saying before the chabur, like it's not lav dafka that, you know, I walk around and I see letters flying in the air like some tzaddikim could do, for sure. But from whatever darga the person is on, is the belief and that feeling that no, I could serve Hashem. That's osios sator bolten. That's the belief that I'm besimcha. I'm happy. I'm sameach. I'm tov leiv. That's osios sator. You were just bona Torah in that place. You were just created Torah in that place. Azayhu yodeas haTorah shabosa davar. And an unbelievable chiddush happens is that you know the Torah in that place. Like so this. Connects us all the way back to the beginning of end of Os Aleph, where Rabbeinu says that Torah is v'chol nesivos ha'shalom. You were just mekabel the Torah. You were just, there's a new kabbalah Torah there. You're mamshech kabbalah Torah to that place because for you know all since the beginning of the Bria, there's a Torah in this place. Be'oso hadavar, and no one else was able to reveal that. But when you're able to be kofes yitzo hara, you're able to know and you're able to reveal Torah in this place, you're able to reveal there's osios haTorah here, you were mekabel a new yediyah, haTorah. Not another halacha in Hilchos Shabbos, but you're able to know that there's Torah in this davar, in this dibor im ha'akum, in this midora that I thought was just kulo ra, but really no, it's osios haTorah, because melocha aretz kavodom, leis aser panamine. V'zeshakasu v'zohar kadosh, and now Rabbeinu brings this out from a maimon of the Zohar Kadosh. It says, Baruch Hu Hashem Malachav, Gibore Koach Osa Devaro. So, blessed is the Hashem's Malachim, Gibore Koach, who have a lot of strength, Osa Devaro, who do the word of Hashem. So the Zohar Kadosh says on this pasuk, Ilein Inun Demizgabrim Al Yitzrehon. So this is referring to those people, Kofes Yitzro, these people who are mizgaber on their Yitzhara, these are the Gibore Koach. Inon, these people, Damyan, are compared to Lemalacha Mamish. These are like Malacha Mamish, these people who could be mizgaber on their Yitzhar, who could be Kofes Yitzro, not to see Ra, not to just see Midos Ra, so not to have that pull towards negativity and bad and say, I can't serve Hashem. Those are people are compared to Malacha Mamish. And then the Pasuk says, Ose Devaro. Those people make the word of Hashem. What does it mean? They make His word. The avdin l'hai davar. They make this davar. Then it says l'shmo b'kol davara, and then the pasuk ends to hear the word of Hashem. So first it says to make the word of Hashem, and then it says to hear the word of Hashem. Inun. So these people who make the word of Hashem, they're osei davaro. Then it's l'shmo b'kol davaro. They're inun zachin the mishma kolam le'ela. They're able to hear voices from above. Rabbeinu is going to explain now. What does this all mean? Ki haTorah nikreis davar. So the Torah is called davar. The Torah is referred to davar, and it's talking about osei devara and the shema b'kol devara. So where do we see that? K'mo shekasav davar tziva le'alav dar. So the pasuk says in Tehillim that davar tziva le'alav dar, that davar was commanded for 1,000 generations. So what does that have to do with Torah? So that kipshuto, that means that the Torah was really supposed to be given after 1,000 generations, that davar tziva l'avdar, that the davar, the word of Hashem was commanded, that when Hashem created the world, He said, okay, after 1,000 generations, His cheshbon was to give the Torah. And it says, Chazal say that Hashem saw that the world couldn't exist without Torah, so He took off 974 generations, and He gave it after 26 generations. So that's just davar. So davar tziva l'avdar, interesting thing that, you know, that's where we learn now from. That's the pasuk. So that's how we see Torah is davar. V'chol mash osios haTorah nitzamtzim minislabshim b'tzimtzumim levushim yiserim, and the more that the osios haTorah are constricted and hidden and just covered up, more levushim and taking us further away from just being able to live with eskarvus l'Hashem, just the more we get into this world and it appears less and less and less that there's osios haTorah here. Then haTorah hu, therefore, but byproduct is haTorah hu behelam v'skasi yoser. The Torah is going to be more hidden, more covered up. But umishem mafshir as osios haTorah me'alavushim, someone who is able to unclothe the Torah from the levushim, which we said is comes through being kofes yitzro, who domek kimisha bona as haTorah. you have the title, you're compared to someone who builds Torah. You know, you hear like, this person was the builder of Torah in America, he's the builder of Torah in Eretz Yisrael. You start, we could do that, you know, in our own ways. That it doesn't just mean to build yeshivas, but to build Torah, you each person in their own shlichus has the ability to be bones a Torah. You're able to build Torah because, like Rabbeinu says, there's osios a Torah scattered throughout the entire world. They're just scattered, meaning each person shayach to their neshama because of shviras akelim. Hashem, that there's nitzotzos and osios just throughout the entire world. Each person has their own shlichus to go ahead and build that Torah. The mashal. So what does that mean? Osios a Torah shayu mufuzarim umufuradim b'lishonos akum. You have letters of the Torah that are just scattered in Lashonos Akum, in the languages of Gayim. V'lo ha'yashim adam yodeh mehem machmas yimei rash hechshak aleim v'hilbish osam. And no person in the world knows about them. No person in the world knows about them because there's yimei ra that's darkening them. That's covering them up. That's enclosing them. And when this person comes who's compared to a Malach Hashem Tzvakos, and really if you look in the Zohar Kadosh and just what we read here, the Zohar Kadosh brings it more barichos, but we read here, it's very clear that the Zohar Kadosh is not talking about stam people. He's saying a person reads that and you say, okay, and it's clear in the Zohar Kadosh based off the story there that whoever is talking about this, the Maimer there was talking about a great tzaddik. I think he was talking about Rebbe Lazar, the Tana. He was bringing a Maimer, just bringing out the kolchos of Rebbe Lazar. So meaning a person reads that and they're like, okay, so what shaychus do I have to there? And Rabbeinu is saying this is the klal that every person had to be in vakei shalom. But if we go back to being in the Torah, when Rabbeinu says that it's not just Torah, it's Torah connected to tzaddikim, that the tzaddikim are on this high darg of being kofes yitzro legamre, and they have no sheichas to olam hazeh, and they're completely. And but for us, okay, fine, we see gashmias, we love we enjoy taivas, we enjoy food, and we have kinna, we have taiva and kavod. Fine, we're not on that level of tzaddikim or misgabrin al yitzrayim, and we're like malach mamish. But we have hiskashis to tzaddikim. We have what Rabbeinu is giving us of that is not just Torah, but it's Torah with hiskashis to tzaddikim. So when Rabbeinu says, when this person comes, it's not just talking about tzaddikim, it's talking about me. Meaning when this person comes and I come, because I'm connected to tzaddikim, therefore I believe, whatever the tzaddik is telling me, I believe in. I don't see osios Torah like the tzaddik. Rabbeinu walked on the street, he probably just saw, he didn't, you know, maybe he just saw osios, just flying. But Shamta walked, he just saw osios. I don't see that. I see a table, I see chairs, I see coffee, I see food. I enjoy the food, I taste it, I have taivas. But when this person comes, mamish kipshuto, when I come, when we read that, talking about ourselves, shudoma lemalach Hashem, we turn into that malach Hashem tshvokos, because we have the, so to speak, the koach of the tzaddik, the empowerment of the tzaddik that allows us to go into these places and to serve Hashem, to be kofa as yitzro on our own level, the yimei ra, then what happens? Haino hayimei ra, which is yimei ra, the yitzhar is the yimei ra, azai hara, haino l'shosa akam, nichbafin, v'nizbatlim kinegdo, they all just go away, v'azai nisharn osi yisatar bolten. Then what remains is osi yisatara. So Rabbeinu is saying that we have the ability, v'chol nesiv aseh shalom, we have the ability to build Torah. We build Torah throughout our day. That's why it's not just, like we were saying, it's not just when you're sitting in front of a Kutei Moran or a Gemara or a Mishnayos or a Tanakh, you're learning Torah. There's a whole new world out there that we're able to build Torah. So therefore, you're able, like we could have a much deeper understanding where Rabbeinu was saying that someone who's osik b'maso matan ba'akum for 24 hours a day, he can't give the excuse that he can't serve Hashem because, oh, you're going to say serving Hashem is learning Torah. Rabbeinu is saying learning, there's learning Torah and there's binyana Torah. Yeah, you weren't learning Torah today and you didn't do a daf of Gemara today, but you had the ability to be bone of the Torah. You have the ability to be to azai hu yodea hatorah shabu osa davar. So just like this person now knows Baba Kama daf mem, you knew the Torah in this business meeting with this guy. There's Torah here. There's osios here. So you're again, you could rise to this level of Dom Elamalach Hashem Tzvakos, Shezeb Baha Adam. And just a thought I had today was that when I was looking at this today, it says that Rabbeinu says that Osios Atorah Shahayu Mufuzarin Mufuradim Lashonas Akum, that there's the letters of the Torah that are Mufuzar Mufurad Bilashonas Akum, that are just spread out. So I was thinking that the Lashon sounded familiar, Mufuzar Mufurad Bilashonas Akum, and I remember that there's a pasuk in the Megillah that's literally, basically word for word. I don't know if this is what Rabbeinu was referring to, but there's you have the pasuk by after Mordechai doesn't bow down to Haman, you know, getting into the spirit of Purim now, Erev Rosh Chodesh Adar Aleph, it says Vayomer Haman El it says Vayomer Haman Lamelech Achashverosh. So as Haman says to Achashverosh, Yeshno am echad mefuzar umefurad bein hamim. These exact words. There's this nation are mefuzar umefurad bein hamim. Literally the exact words. Our brain says mefuzarin umefuradim leshonas akum. So instead of leshonas akum, it says bein hamim, but very similar. So what's going on here is that after the tzaddik doesn't bow down to Haman, the tzaddik says, "Vayives be'enav," that Haman was, that Vayar Haman ki'en Mordechai kor mishtachav alaham vayimale Haman chema, and Haman got all upset and he wanted to destroy the Jews, and then he tells Achashverosh that yesh no amechad mufuzar umufurad bein amim, so destroy that. Ema melech tov yikasev la'abdom, etc. And the Gemara says on this that there is no greater Lishna Bisha of someone who speaks Lashon Hara greater than Haman. It says that Leka Diyada Lishna Bisha ke Haman. There's no person that knew Lashon Hara greater than Haman. Why? Because the greatest Lashon Hara that you could say about a Jew, the greatest Lashon Hara that you could say about Am Yisrael is that Haman saw the complete opposite way. That Mordechai was, I'm not going to be Kor Mishtachav at you, because Haman wanted to be implant this Amalek, and Haman, that Klipa, wants to be implant this Estaklis on us, is that Ein Hashem Bekirbeinu, that Hashem is not with you. What does it mean, Ein Hashem Bekirbeinu? That E'efshar Lavod Es Hashem Yisbarach, that you can't serve Hashem. That Haman says, Yeshno Amechad Mufuzar Mufar Bam, there's just Osios HaTorah, they have no Sheikhis, they have no relevance to serving you. They're mefuzar mufurad. They're yeshno amachav. Like the Gemara says, they're sleeping. They're yeshenim. They have no. They're not alive. They're not awake. They're not serving. They're not destroy them. They have no. That Haman wants to come and just destroy us. And he and it's dafka after the tzaddik is not korea to Haman, because he's not korea to that. And he's like, no. The tzaddik who's mizgaber al yitzrehon. He's mizgaber al his yitzer. His or comes out to Klaus and he says, no, Mufuzar Mufurad Bilashonas Akum. You live here, you're completely scattered across the world, you're far from Kedushas Eretz Yisrael, you're far from Kedushas Yisrael. But you're mixed up Bilashonas Akum. But if you see the world through me, instead of seeing the world through Haman, then it's Simcha, then it's Dveikus, then it's Ani Yachol Avodas Hashem, that is, I'm able to build Torah here. Haman says, you can't build Torah here. It's mefuzar mefurad. You could build Torah if you're a tzaddik sitting in the base medrash. But for you, who is mefuzar mefurad, you have no chance. There's no chance. So therefore, destroy them. But Haman says, this is the time we destroy this. Because Haman said, Haman knew, the Klipa knows that this is the Nekuda of Am Yisrael. This is that Nekuda that if we destroy that, there's nothing left of Am Yisrael. If we destroy this shalom that Rabbeinu is trying to give us, this shalom of living, of tov lev mishta tamid, of living with Hashem, that I could build Torah, that Haman just wanted, Haman takes that person that on his way out to work and whispers to him in his ear, and he's saying, you're mefuzar mefurad. It's done. Your day's over. You're about to go here, and you're about to go here. Blushan ta'akum. Yefshar lavad es Hashem Yisbarach. Your first maybe hour of the day was good. You're able to learn a little bit. You're able to daven a little bit. But now it's mufuzar mufurad. Therefore, he says, Achashverosh, kill them, destroy them. Mordechai, right before this, ani lo korea. I'm not going to bow down to them. I'm not. That's completely against my essence. It's completely against my essence. That's the entire tzaddik, the light of tzaddikim, are misgaber al yitzreihon. They're misgaber of on that on there, it would be kofa all around the world, just to reveal that there's tov, that there's osios haTorah here, that it's not mefuzar mefar. Yeah, it's mefuzar mefar, but it's osios haTorah that are mefuzar mefar. It's not just random scattered things. There's osios haTorah that are mefuzar mefar, like Rabbeinu says. There's that Haman just said, they're just scattered throughout the world. There's nothing there. Rabbeinu says no, there are osios haTorah. There's avodas Hashem there, and that a person's able to serve Hashem there. So when a person's able to bind themselves the more and more to tzaddikim, and to believe in that, and to speak that out with Hashem, and to feel that in their lives, he's able to then come back to Rabbeinu, will be key, come back to v'yachol levos atzmo Hashem yisparach. He's able to know that Hashem loves me, Hashem gets nachas ruach from me. Yeah, it looks mefuzar mefurad, but that's how Hashem wants the world. Hashem wants me to be malakit osios, a little bit, a machshava here and a machshava there, and a dibur tov here and a dibur tov there. We're more able to do that. The osios of Torah start to stick out, and we start to feel simcha. We start to feel that simcha more, of the simcha of that we're connected to Hashem. We love ourselves with Hashem, and we should be zocha to mechias hamalek. Amen.